We had a partial reopening in July where the government allowed a maximum of 100 people to attend any place of worship, irrespective of the capacity. Then come August 18th, that was adjusted so that people then could attend according to the capacity of their facility, but ensuring they have a 1.5 meter distance between them or 5 feet between them in the congregation. They have to wear a mask, they have to wash their hands, and the service has to be a maximum of 1.5 hours. So that has persisted up to now. So really, people are free to go to their places of worship, but that means that the capacity has been drastically reduced, with most places taking no more than 10 to 15% of their normal capacity.
Well, Bishop, you've been part of the team advising the government on the safe and phased reopening of places of worship. Are you currently satisfied with the measures being put in place or implemented to combat the spread of the disease?
By and large, in terms of the places of worship, there has been very good compliance. We estimate up to 95% of the various places of worship, whether churches or mosques or temples, have adhered to the regulations and guidelines that have been given by the Interfaith Council, which was charged with the responsibility of developing these guidelines. I'm a member of that, and we have traveled around the country monitoring how things are going. We have set up committees in different regions of the country, and they give us reports of how things are going on. And generally, we are quite happy with what is happening within the places of worship. What is worrying is actually our political leadership that seems not to be adhering to the laid down guidelines that have been given by the Ministry of Health.
Bishop, your concerns were replicated or backed by some civil society organizations. They urge religious leaders like yourself to lean on the government or some of these political leaders to abide by the laid down regulations in order to curb the spread of this disease. So far, what has been the response from the church mother bodies or religious groups?
Indeed, we have tried our best to call on the government. We have appealed even up to the president level that people should adhere to the laid down guidelines so that we curb the spread of the virus. Unfortunately, we are in that season where there's a bit of heightened political division within our political leadership. And so they are very keen on finding places where they can air their views and talk to the public. And so these kinds of situation really causes them not to seem to care too much about what is happening or what could happen. But we continue to appeal and we continue to put pressure. We have seen some indications that at least a section of the political leadership is listening to that, but we are yet to see good response from a majority of them.
Bishop, there's some misconceptions surrounding this virus. Some people suggest that perhaps this was meant to prevent worshippers or churchgoers or those who go to the mosque or religious people from congregating in one place. Others are saying, well, this is a medical issue that has to be addressed medically. What are some of the misconceptions that you are confronting in Kenya?
It is true that there's a lot of misconception, a lot of conspiracy theories. Really, at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of information, sad to say, flowing from particularly the United States and parts of Europe as to the real cause and source of this disease. There was quite a bit of confusion created by people, significant people who said this virus does not actually exist, is a fake thing, it is not real. And so that created a bit of confusion. So whereas people were afraid of this virus, in fact, Africans in general were terribly afraid that should this thing come into our continent, people will be dying with the millions, considering what we had seen happening in places like Spain, in Italy, and later in the US and other parts of the world.